Blog Talk Radio.
By doing these fundamental studies of the Most High, with all intensity, all focused, that's what we do on the Real Talk for Real People show. Because it's imperative. Our nation, scattered about, is in a travesty. We're scattered among our enemies in a land of hate and violence. And it doesn't seem to suffice for us. It seemed to have made us a depraved monstrosity, all of us. Why? Because we don't let the Most High footstep be our pathways, meaning his word. My name is Yom Suf Arif. And that is the reason why the fellow lead students such as I are here Monday through Friday to help you get it right. And the Most High is quite redundant. But imagine this. If you were a father of children, small children, would you tell your child just one time, little Johnny, little Sally, don't touch that stove? No. You'll tell them all the time until they touch and they learn the hard way and not the smart way. So that's why the Most High is redundant. It seems that it should get, we should get tired about it, but why should you? The Creator created you. He knows what's best for you. He knows it may sound redundant. Why he keep telling me the same thing? Because we keep doing the same thing wrong. Just like little children. Little children do the same thing over and over again until they're burnt. Or until they learn a lesson. And that's what we're studying on. Bar Mitzvah. Some of you call it Numbers. That is not the correct name for this book. It's Bar Mitzvah, meaning in the wilderness. And we're not in the wilderness simply to have a great big old picnic, just like Yogi Bear. I need a pick-a-dicker bastard. No, 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 no. We're here in this wilderness because we made mistakes. A travel which should have lasted a small amount of time end up for some of us to be the last time 40 years in county because we didn't learn. It's true. So we're trying to not go back for a warm, fuzzy feeling. We're going back to do some intense study. What mistakes our ancient made that got us in this universal captivity? And how can we find some relief from this captivity? Well, the Most High says what the elders have suggested for the nation of Israel is this. And we wholeheartedly support them on the Real Talk for Real People show. Cry out a day of repentance, September the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd, in Washington, D.C., Freedom Plaza. And if you can't make it, be there in heart and spirit. And when they fast and pray, you all be fast and praying too. Turning to the east, lifting your hand up to the Most High, crying for our ancient ones, mistakes they made, and crying for ourselves, the continual mistakes we continue to make. Yes, a day of atonement. What a great, wonderful idea. I know there are some brothers and sisters out there are chronic complainers, and they are complacent with their status. They say, what we got to do all that for? Because the Most High said you got to do it. Why not? What you got going on is so important. Then get out of here from this land of hate and violence, where they even in Nashville, Tennessee, decided, let's put more guns in school. That's going to help the little children. Let's get retired police officers, teachers, military personnel. Everybody get a damn gun. That's going to make it better for the little children. You see, these folks as crazy as they want to be. Because you're complacent, you're right along with it. No, you need to get your own spot. You need to go back home where you own somewhere. You could put away the gun violence and any kind of other violence. Because in the land of hate and violence, you're not going to change anything. It's true. You try to shore up their government. They don't give a damn about their government. They got all kind of laws. They just don't use them. They use them. They use them against you and me. But for themselves, they don't think it matters. And they're about to try to destroy the Constitution. And they don't care less about you and no Constitution. This warlock, this sorcerer, this, what else, what other name? Warlock, sorcerer, and high priest of universal white race supremacy. He don't give a damn about you, me, or nobody else. And he certainly don't care nothing about his own folk. He sicked them on them folks in Washington, D.C. And they still love him. You got a spell on you. Remember that song? You got a hook on me. Yeah, he got a spell on me, folks. These folks crazy they want to be. And they love it. The same man that said, all right, yeah, I grab him by the coochie and I take a TikTok and kiss him in the mouth. That's the great white. That's the great leader. What they say about you? You vote for him. You love him. No. We don't love him. We just tolerate him. Because we love only one entity like that. The Lord, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaqub. And if we had our high priest in place, we would generate some love for him. If we had our priest in place, we would generate love for them. If we had our king in place, we would generate love for them. If we had our 12 princesses of the tribes, we would generate love for them. We had our elders got their mind right, we would generate love for them. We had our women and children and whatnot, minds right, we would generate love for them. But truth be told, why do we generate love for them anyway? Praise y'all. Because you love your enemy so much. Why not love your own? Just a little bit. Why not come out to Washington, D.C.? And as I said, if you can't make it, gather yourselves together on the same premises and cry to the Most High for our ancient ones, cry out for ourselves, so we can get the hell out of Harlem. No reflection on New York, Cartrell. I'm talking about every Harlem in this country. Every city got a Harlem. Every city got a Harlem. You try to get out of this a hot mess. These folks crazy as they want to be. And we're so complacent, we're trying to shore up their government, which ain't never worked for us under any aspect. Labor, law, politics, sex, you name it, I'll call it. So why not gather yourself together September the 1st, 2nd, and 3rd? Let's get out of here, folks. Let's get to back where we own something, we run something, we about something. Because we certainly ain't here, and we certainly won't be. We're just showing up their government, which they have great disdain for this warlock. Praise y'all. Bless his holy name. But Sister Abby, I hadn't seemed to appear it, but my brother, Katria, whom loved the Most High with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and his brothers and sisters as himself, he's here. So let me bring him on. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot. Shalom.
Shalom, shalom, Brother Yamsu Fahari, Sister Nisanya, Sister Avian, all the family that's out there. May the Most High bless y'all.
Praise y'all. Did you see that picture of Sister Nisanya? She thinks she cute sitting up there with a little red cross vest on.
At least he's sitting there with a red cross vest on, learning how to do the right thing.
Exactly. Yeah, my baby, my wife is cute. She's sitting up there like she running something. They wouldn't let me in the picture, Cartier. They told they made me incognito.
She's about to take your spot. Huh? She's about to take your spot.
Look like it, brother.
But all praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, who's waking us up, giving us the light, giving us wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. He gave us a platform to even share his word, even on nights like this, five nights a week, chapter by chapter, from Bereshit to Malachi.
Exactly.
You can hear y'all's word, man. The world is a ghetto. What do you say? A ball of confusion?
Yeah. It certainly is, Kaja.
Who has a ball of confusion? Your man, Donald Trump, he's like the modern-day caveman.
Mm-hmm.
He could walk up to women and grab their punani and put a tic tac in his mouth and kiss them. I dare you. Try that in Harlem, brother.
Yeah, try that anyway.
I got the hell up out of Harlem a long time ago, so they know it's not an offense to me.
Right.
But we definitely need to tap into that spiritual power for the things that are going on. You know, your man Vladimir Putin killed his boy, right?
Yeah, Prigzani. Yeah, he blew him out of the sky.
Yo, ain't no shame in Putin's game.
No, these folks are wicked as they want to be.
And they talk about black on black crime. Your man blowing a plane, shooting them out the sky. We don't do that. Yeah. We do drive-offs. Shooting planes out the sky.
Yeah, they said one wing was off the plane and the plane was belly up.
Man, oh man, what a way to die.
What a way to go.
But you heard about the brother in Philly, right?
What happened to the brother in Philly?
Brother in Philly, 63 years old, a little younger than us.
Right.
They sent the marshals to evict him.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, I heard about it this morning, Cartrell. Yeah, I heard about it this morning. Yeah.
The brother was armed to the teeth, Mike.
Was he?
He was armed to the teeth.
Were they ex-military?
I don't know what he was, but they said they had like an 8-9 hour shootout, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
But he wound up dead. You ain't got more ammo than them, brother. You ain't got more ammo than them.
Yeah, you're going to run out sooner or later.
Oh, yeah. And they going to get you. You shoot at them, they going to get you.
They going to get you. For sure.
So we need to tap into the spiritual powers that we got. Because they don't really have spiritual power. They don't have moral power. They don't have ethical integrity.
No.
That's where our strength should be. And that's why we're going to go to the Freedom Plaza to call on Yah. Because Yah is watching everything, man. Yah sees everything. And he knows our heart. And when we go there, we ain't thinking about ourselves, about our own salvation. We're looking at the condition of our people from the time we got started coming out of Egypt up until now. It ain't about me. It ain't about you. It ain't about no individual. It's about the condition of our people worldwide. And guess what, Yamsu? We in big trouble, man. We in big trouble.
Real big trouble. For sure. That's a fact. That's why we need to cry out, brother. We need to do this unified effort to cry out to the Most High. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Be there. Be there. God's real. Sister Abby, she finally made her appearance. Fellow students, we're about to approach the 28th chapter about Mitzvah. And it's the redundancy of it all. Going back over our studies. Yah is taking us back. As I said, a father, a mother would be redundant when they're telling their children. They wouldn't just tell them one time. They know it's not going to sink in. It will go over and over and over again. So Yah is going over about these offerings. And everything's just relative to these offerings. And the first offering in chapter 28, the daily offering. Now, the daily offering consists, now Yah spoke to Moses, saying, command the children of Israel, and said to them, my offering, my food for my offering, made by fire as a sweet aroma to me, you shall be careful to offer to me at the appointed time. Don't take this for granted, Yah is saying. You shall be careful. You shall say to them, this is the offering made by fire, which you shall offer to Yah, two male lambs in that first year without blemish, day by day, day after day, as a regular burnt offering. The one lamb you shall offer in the morning, the other lamb you shall offer in the evening. And one tenth of an ephod of fine flour as a grain offering mixed with one fifth of a hin of pressed oil. It is a regular burnt offering, which was ordained at Mount Sinai for a sweet aroma, an offering made by fire to Yah. And his drink offering shall be one fifth of a hin of each lamb. In a holy place, you shall pour out the drink to Yah as an offering. The other lamb you shall offer in the evening as the morning grain offering. Is drink offering, you shall offer it as an offering made by fire, a sweet aroma to Yah. This is a daily offering.
So,
go ahead, Katrin.
Your book is a little bit different.
Read yours. Share your
verse 7. Its drink offering shall be a fourth part of a hin for each lamb. You shall pour out a drink offering of strong drink to Yah in the holy place. Other lamb you shall offer in the evening. As a meal offering in the morning, it is a drink offering. You shall offer it. You shall offer it made by fire for a pleasant aroma to Yah.
Exactly.
So yours didn't say a strong drink.
No.
You know what a strong drink is, though.
Yeah. But you know what, Contrail? A lot of people would be under the impression that each family within each particular tribe had to provide this offering. No, this was a singular daily offering where you had just accumulation of 12 tribes that provided these animals for the whole nation. The tribe of Dan, one day. The tribe of Asher, one day. The tribe of Asher, one day. Each tribe, by way of those persons, provided those daily offerings. Okay? And everybody within each tribe provided to the prince, which provided these offerings to the priest and the high priest for the whole tribe. Not for one individual tribe, but for the whole nation. A lot of folks did, they think in contrary, well, you mean I got to provide this every day? No. The whole nation provided these by way of these princes, providing the animals for each family within that tribe. Everybody contributed. For them. Maybe you just had one lamb. Another family had another, but that's two of them right there. Okay? So everybody played their part in this nation. And that's what we're getting to. And that's what Cartrell is getting to you about this crowd. This crowd is not about one tribe, one individual. It is about a commonality, a unified effort, which we did when we provided these offerings. And a gathering together under their auspices. What say you, Katya?
This is what we just read proves that we're not doing the law. We're reading the instructions. Two lambs every day. A male, 1 year old, every day.
Every
with
day.
With fine flour, a meal offering, and a drink offering. Every day.
Every day.
Every day. And you know what that is? That's a spiritual acknowledgement of Yah on a daily basis. Our nation starts out with a morning offering to Yah, and we end the day with an offering to the Most High. That's what our nation did as a spiritual nation.
Right.
But we ain't doing that now, are we?
No.
Not even close.
So we're
about to go into more instructions that are inclusive of what we're supposed to be doing as a nation, not individually,
right,
as a nation.
Exactly. Our points exactly. And here's the Shabbat offering. But this daily offering, in spite of anything else, continues. This daily offering. But along with that Shabbat offering, on the Shabbat day, two lambs in their first year without blemish, two-tenths of an ephah of fine flour, as a grain offering, mixed with oil, with this drink offering. This is the burnt offering for every Shabbat, besides the regular burnt offering with this drink offering. So here's an additional, okay, this Shabbat. Then there's a monthly offering. Yeah, go ahead.
So how many lambs did they offer on the Shabbat?
Shabbat, two.
No. Four.
Yeah, four. Well, how many did they provide that day?
No.
Yes.
Every day you're supposed to offer two, including the Shabbat, right?
Yeah.
7 days a week, you're supposed to offer two. Mm-hmm. On the seventh day, you should offer two males of a year old without defect. In addition, you know what addition means, right?
Right, add.
Which you've been doing every day. In addition to the continual offering and its drink offering, you got to do that plus what I'm telling you to do, two extra lambs on the Shabbat day without defect.
Yeah, for the
so
Shabbat.
That's four lambs on the Shabbat.
Right. And you're right. Thank you, Godrill. And the monthly offering. You didn't know that. There's a monthly offering. At the beginning of your months, you should present a burnt offering to Yah. And these is two young bulls, one ram, seven lambs in their first year without blemish, three-tenths of an ephah of fine flour as a grain offering mixed with oil. For each bull, two-tenths of an ephah of fine flour as a grain offering mixed with oil. For the ram, one-tenth of an ephah of fine flour mixed with oil as a grain offering for each lamb. As a burnt offering, a sweet aroma an offering made by fire to Yah. Their drink offering shall be half a hin of wine, for a bull, one-third of a hin, for a ram, one-fourth of a hin, for a lamb. This is the burnt offering for each month throughout the months of our calendar year. Also, one kid of goat as a sin offering to Yah shall be offered beside the regular burnt offering, in addition to and his drink offering. See, this monthly offering is offered along with that daily offering. Okay? Katria, what say you, my brother?
It brings to mind the story of Balaam, right?
Mm-hmm.
Where Balak told Balaam to make these altars with these bulls and these rams to either bless or curse Israel. So these are spiritual things that we don't understand in a physical world, but these are spiritual things to please the Creator on a monthly, daily, weekly basis. We are in the flow of this at all. We are not in the flow of this at all. We have no understanding of the effects of what this does, but it must have a spiritual effect on the people of the nation when these things are done.
Praise Yah.
In the proper way.
Praise Yah. They certainly are, Katria. Thank you, Katria. And our offering at our Passover. In addition to that daily offering, which is on the 14th day of the first month, is the Passover of Yah. On the fifth day of this month, we have a feast. It's the feast. Unleavened bread shall be eaten for 7 days. On the first day, you shall have a holy convocation. You shall gather yourselves together. You shall do no customary work those 7 days. You shall present an offering made by fire as a burnt offering to Yah, which is 2 young bulls, 1 ram, and 7 lambs in their first year. Be sure, Yah says, be sure they are without blemish. Their grain offering shall be fine flour mixed with oil. 3/5 of an ephod you shall offer for a bull. 2/10 for a ram. You shall offer 1/10 of an ephod for each of the 7 lambs. Also, 1 goat as a sin offering to make atonement for you. You shall offer these beside the burnt offering of the morning, that daily offering, which is for a regular burnt offering. In this manner, you shall offer the food of the offering made by fire daily for those 7 days as a sweet aroma to Yah. It shall be offered beside the regular burnt offering, in addition to, in his drink offering. And on the 7th day, you shall have a holy convocation, gathering yourselves together. You shall do no customary work. Can you do that in captivity? You better not take off for 7 days.
Every year.
You better not take off for 7 days. You come back, you ain't have no job. Yeah.
7 days, 3 times a year.
Uh-huh.
Every year.
No, you can't do that in captivity, folks. And the last one for the night, thank you, Cottrell, is offering at the Feast of Weeks, also on the day of the first, which is the day of the first fruits, our crops come in. When you bring a new grain offering to Yah, your Feast of Weeks, you shall have a holy convocation and gather yourselves together. You shall do no customary work. You shall present a burnt offering as a sweet aroma to Yah, which are 2 young bulls, 1 ram, 7 lambs in their first year, with their grain offered of fine flour mixed with oil, 3/10 of an ephod for each bull, 2/10 for the 1 lamb, 1/10 for each of the 7 lambs. Also, one kid of goats to make atonement for you. Be sure, Yah says, be sure they are without blemish. You shall present them with your drink offering besides the regular, in addition to that daily offering, with his grain offering. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, Kaitreel. What say you, Kaitreel?
Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Now, we're reading these words on paper, right?
Exactly.
Can you imagine our people celebrating 7 days and lamb is roasting and beef is roasting and you smelling these sweet aromas and
yeah.
You got great musicians and great cooks. 7 days.
We having a party. Those singers are blowing. They blowing it out the frame. Like you said, you smell the aroma of that lamb roasting, and the bulls roasting. I mean, you smelling that bread, and man, you smelling that sweet aroma of that wine. We having a holy good gathering ourselves together time, country.
Okay.
Singers are blowing it at the frame, Kaitreel. Okay.
So we reading it, but we can't imagine being there while it was happening.
I can imagine it, Kaitreel.
Oh, yeah.
I can imagine it. And man, it's a place I wouldn't mind being. I can tell you that one.
I know how people do, man. And that's the place I want to be. Like, around our people having a good time, cooking good food, serving the Most High, being in tune with Him. What more is there in life, man, where we in unison and in peace and in harmony like this?
Yah requires
this of us.
But see, here's the deal, Kaitreel. The Most High required it of us, as you said, but He required us to gather ourselves together, too. It helps build our relationship with Him, and it helps build our relationship with our head down a little bit. You know, we're just chilling, chillaxing. We ain't working. We're just talking, chatting, listening to this good music, eating this fine food, brother, and having a happy old time, associating ourselves with one another, and gathering ourselves together with one another. The Most High wants us to build our relationship with ourselves as a nation and build our relationship with Yah as our creator, our spiritual king. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And something that always used to trip me up was like, I'm thinking about these bulls. Like, how did these Levites handle these bulls? But these are baby bulls.
Oh yeah, they couldn't handle no big boy that. Them baby bulls.
Yeah, you can handle a baby bull, but don't try to handle no full grown male bull talking about you gonna sacrifice.
No. You may find yourself on the altar.
On a big horn.
Yeah, we on a big horn kicked up there. No, Yah was practical. Yah said, I ain't gonna let them mess with them big bulls. I'm going to let them get a baby bull. They can handle them. Mm-hmm. And that being said, Kaitreel, them baby bulls were nothing nice neither. So those Levites had to be some stout brothers, man.
That's why they had to be from the age of 20 to,
right.
What was it, 30 to 50? You got to be 30, in your prime.
Yeah, from 20 to 30. The high priest was the only one that was a lifetime position. But those Levites from... 30 to 50, Kaitreel?
30 to 50.
Yeah, 30 to 50. Priest. 20, the priest, 30 to 50.
The Levites were 25 to 50.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
But I'm sure they went through a 5-year apprenticeship training before they became servants.
Exactly.
Because you got to learn how to handle these animals for sure.
Oh, yeah, no doubt. No doubt. Praise Yah, Kaitreel. Praise Yah, fellow students.
Praise Yah.
And bless your holy name, Yah. Well, if Kaitreel has concluded with his perspectives, I'm certainly concluded with my perspectives.
Yes,
and we're about to end in the last segment of study in the Psalms, songs, which are one and the same. and it's 14. And it reads as the power of Yah and his deliverance of Israel. You hear what I'm saying? That's why this call out together. That's why we gather yourself together. Because you're going to see the power of Yah and his deliverance of Israel. If you really want to see the power of Yah, come on out. Test Yah. Come on out. If you can't get out, turn to the east with the nation at 9 o'clock. Fast with the nation. Cry out to the nation, with the nation. Be part of it. We're all in this together. Praise Yah. And we're going to see the power of Yah and his deliverance of Israel. Praise Yah and bless his holy name, Cottrell and fellow students. Cottrell, you have the chalkboard. Chalk.
All praise to the Holy One of Israel, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And that title alone is why they don't have our people in the Old Testament. Yeah, I'm too far, Ari.
Exactly.
That's why our people don't read the Old Testament. With a title like that, the power of Yah and his deliverance of Israel. Who's Israel? His people.
His people. The whole
okay,
nation.
So that's the spiritual power we're talking about tapping into, because we ain't delivering ourselves.
No. You forget
these
that
people
one.
People are masters of war. You call them warlocks. I call them warmongers. Warlocks and warmongers.
Right.
Because that's all they know. And Donald Trump is the epitome, caveman style. I just woke up some women and just grab them. Snatch them by the head and do my thing. Hey, Donald. But we know that Yah is going to deliver us as a people, as a nation, because he's the one that scattered us. And it's going to be by his power that we are delivered. And he didn't say nobody else is going to be with her. Psalms 114, we don't know who voted, but they sure knew about the power of Yah and his ability to deliver children of Israel. When Yisrael went out of Mizraim, the house of Yaakov, from a people of foreign language, because Mizraim was Hamite, then we were Shemite.
Right.
And we ain't speak the same language. What happened? Yehuda became Yah's sanctuary, Israel, his dominion. You know what a sanctuary is, Ansel?
Yes. That's why a sanctuary, a place where you hang out.
No, it ain't a place where you hang out. There's
what,
a lot of places you hang out. You hang out in the bar, you hang out in the restaurant, you hang out in the parlor. It ain't just a place you hang out.
No, let me put it more specific. It's a place where Yah hangs out. He finds sanctuary now.
Mm-hmm. Let's look up the definition of sanctuary. It's a powerful word.
Okay. Let me see. Okay. Okay. The definition of sanctuary. Sanctuary.
Here's the definition of sanctuary, a place of refuge or safety.
Yes, the woman said a place of refuge or safety. The sons took sanctuary in, well, Yah took sanctuary in Yehuda. A place of refuge and safety.
That's amazing, right?
It's amazing.
That Yah would do that with Judah.
Exactly.
So the Hebrew word for sanctuary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'll find that.
Hold up.
Stand by. The Hebrew word for sanctuary.
Mikdash.
Well, the Hebrew word says shelter, refuge, asylum, haven, sanctuary, temple, sanctuary, shrine, temple, palace, sanctuary.
So that's a spiritual thing because we know they built a tabernacle, right?
Mm-hmm.
While they were in the wilderness, by Midbar.
Mm-hmm.
It says Yehuda became his sanctuary.
Where it says tabernacle. Tabernacle Mishram, dwelling in Hebrew history, the portable sanctuary constructed by Moses as a place of worship for the Hebrew tribe during the period of wandering that preceded their arrival in the promised land.
Exactly.
Exactly.
So Christianity teaches us that we're going to heaven.
Mm-hmm.
Well, we see the opposite here, right? Yah's putting his sanctuary where?
And the midst of Yehuda.
In the midst of his people, for sure.
Right. For sure.
Yeah. Yehuda became his sanctuary. His sanctuary is not in heaven. He wants his sanctuary right here on earth. That's why he chose us as a nation. Because he finds peace in the midst of our people, in spite of ourselves. And I'm thinking that Yah's thinking long term, not short term, because we've been out of order. If we were in order, just like the feast days that we just read, it will be a beautiful and pleasant thing when we serve Yah, right?
Yes. Well, Cartrell, and truth be told, it is correct. Because the place where the temple resided was in the landmass of Yehuda. Benjamin, that's right. Benjamin.
I thought you had that. I had to go back over.
Yeah, Benjamin, which was next to Yehuda, which the king resided in Jerusalem, which was a Yehudite. So it is correct. The king resided in Jerusalem, the landmass of the Benjamin, but the king was from Yehuda. So
that's right. Mm-hmm. And Benjamin was our first king. In honor of Herod?
You sure right, Cartrell. You sure right, my brother.
His name was Benjamin. And y'all's not going to forget that. As bad as we talk about King Saul, y'all didn't forget about King Saul. So that's a memorial. Y'all chose the place of Benjamin, the place Jerusalem and Zion.
Exactly.
You know, Judah is posted up there.
Yeah. Yehuda. Because of the fact the king, our king, is a Yehudite. And he preserves that sanctuary for the Most High. He protects that sanctuary. Yes. So Yah is correct.
And if Judah became his sanctuary at that time, I'm sure he wants Yehuda to be his sanctuary again.
Exactly. Exactly.
Says Yisrael, his dominion. What is a dominion?
What you rule over.
Okay.
You rule over the dominion, right.
You looking it up?
Yes, dominion.
Dominion.
Okay. Wait just a minute. Okay. What you got there? Dominion. Thanks to Nathaniel. Sovereignty or control. Man's attempt to establish dominion over nature. It means sovereignty or control.
And that's what Yah wants over us, right? His control over Israel.
Right. Right.
I mean, you can't go by man's doctrines. Can't go by man's philosophy. Can't go by man's religion. Why? Because Yah rules over us. Israel is his dominion. It says the sea saw it. And you just read the definition of dominion, that man's supposed to have dominion over Mother Nature. You know, it's not
animals.
Mother Nature, but,
nature and animals.
Right. You know, that's Yah's creation. It ain't got nothing to do with Mother Nature. It's Yah's creation.
No. Exactly.
And guess what? It says the sea saw it. The sea has eyes. The sea saw it and fled. The Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like rams. The little hills like lambs. What was it, you sea, that you fled? You Jordan that you turned back. You mountains that you skipped like rams. You little hills like lambs. Tremble, you earth, at the presence of Yah. At the presence of the Elohim of Yaakov, who turned a rock into a pool of water. The flint into springs of waters. Why is that information important? Because it's not Mother Nature that controls creation. It's the Most High God. He can bring rock. I mean, what out of a rock? Can Mother Nature do that?
No, my brother.
Can Mother Nature turn flints into springs of water?
I'm going to tell you what my Mexican-American friends had. I don't think so, amigo.
So we know that all creation has a spirit within it that records and sees Yah's creation, because all of his creation gives him praise.
Exactly.
That's what we don't understand about Yah. So he says the sea saw it and fled. The Jordan turned back. The mountains skipped like lambs. And the hills like lambs. What ails the earth? The earth sees the presence of Yah when he comes. So you get earthquakes, you get mountain slides and sinkholes and tsunamis and all kind of stuff erupts when the earth sees the Most High, the presence of the Most High.
Mm-hmm.
So science want to call it Mother Nature. Our ancient fathers understood better. All praise to the Holy One of Israel, because this is the power that we need to tap into, the power that could turn a rock into water, flint into springs of water. We need to tap into the power that makes the mountains skip like rams and the hills like lambs. We need to tap into the power that makes the sea flee at its presence. We don't know how to tap into that yet because we're leaning on our own understanding and we don't know the ways of Yah. But we do know that we connected through this chapter because Judah is his sanctuary and he has rule over Yisrael in spite of ourselves. So
exactly.
Short the sweet chapter, but full of potency. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Thank you very much, Dr. L. Thank you very much, fellow students. Thank you very much, Sister Abby. Let me see, before we go, do Sister Abby want to say hello to us? Sister Abby, may the Most High bless you. Your mic is hot. Shalom. All right. I guess she's doing good, and that's a good thing. Cottrell, fellow students, praise the Most High and bless His holy name. Seek your everybody seek a right spirit. Learn to do good. And one way you can do far better than good is supporting the endeavor of gathering ourselves together for a day of atonement and repentance. September 1st to the 3rd, Washington, D.C., Freedom Plaza. If you can't be there physically, be there in spirit and do what they do. If they're raising their hand up to the Most High, crying and praying, you do so also. If they're fasting, you do so also. Be united in their endeavor, and our efforts as a nation. One nation under Yah. Praise Yah. Cottrell, any closing remarks and comments?
A song came to mind from some brothers from Cali.
Right.
Flavor Flav. Dr. Dre.
Flavor Flav.
Okay. Dr. Dre.
Right.
They said, fight the power. Fight the power.
Fight the power. Fight the power.
Fight the power. Let it be. No. I got some new lyrics.
Uh-huh.
Tap the power.
Tap
the power that frees.
Oh.
Tap the power. Tap the power.
Tap the power that frees.
Tap the power.
Tap the power. Tap the power that frees. Tap, tap, tap. Psalms 114. Tap the power.
Tap the power. Tap the power. Psalms 114.
Tap the power.
Tap the power. Tap the power.
If you really want to be free.
Cadre, we cutting up, baby, brother. Tap the power.
September 2nd, we're going to be there. Tapping the powers. Crying out like our ancient fathers did in the past. It may be few in number, but we're going to be sincere in heart because we can't even unite our people. Our people can't even come together for the right cause, for the antidote that will free us. Can't even get our people to do that. But we're going to pour our hearts out, and we're going to pray that there's people out there doing that with us. But our focus is on Yah, that he would tap into us and hear our prayer, hear our cry. Because our people don't know to cry. We don't understand that we should be crying. So we're going to cry for you. Praise God.
Tap to power. Psalm 114. Tap to power.
Tap to power that frees.
Praise God. God damn. Bless his holy name. Hey, fellow students. We love y'all. Tap to power. Shalom. And good night.
To the east, east is the most and the most is the least. When you're living in a world of peace,